Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast. Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. I'm Ellie Gibson.
And I'm Helen Thorne.
And we're joined today by another Helen, Helen Neal. Good. Now, Helen, you're a mum, but you also run a parenting advice site, kiddiecharts.com.
That's correct, right? Yes.
And you're an editor for Brit Mums. You've been nominated for awards. So tell us about kiddiecharts.com then.
Basically, it's I started it a few years ago because I gave up work and I went slightly mad not doing anything at home. So I thought, well, I've got this idea for kids charts. I'll see if anybody else likes them. And I set up a blog alongside that. And now I'm giving people the charts and I write regularly about, you know, parenting and how crap I am at it and various other bits.
I can't imagine what that's like. So when you say charts, are they like reward charts? Or are they like, so you can monitor which one is cleverer if you've got a couple, how they're doing?
Yeah, if only.
No, the apprentice.
Yeah, exactly.
You're fired.
Number 9 child, leave the room.
Yeah. Or is it pie charts? This week you've had 28% chicken nuggets, 72% fish fingers for your dinner.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. No, they are reward charts. So in other words, you've been 25% good with this week and 75% utter rubbish and screaming at me. Yeah.
That proportion is that's not quite how it works in my house, I think. But, you know, well done you.
No, they're reward charts and stuff like that. So we also have healthy eating charts and things like that. So there is possibly a chicken nuggets angle there, but, you know.
So how does it work? Do people, can they download the charts?
They can personalise them. So you can choose a theme, you know, if your daughter likes being a pirate or your son likes being a princess, or the other way around, depending on how you feel.
Yes, no, we're not gender normative, are we, Helen?
No,
we're not.
You can, you know, put photographs in the theme of them and they can be a pirate or a princess or whatever it is that they fancy. There's about 15 different themes. And then you can choose whichever chart at the moment you feel is necessary. So if you're potty training your child, pick that one. It's a good idea. If you have a fussy eater, then you can choose that one and so on and so forth. But they're free to print. Mm-hmm. So you can just go and print another one.
Fantastic.
So it's not really that complicated.
It's a good business plan, Helen.
Everything's free?
Yeah.
Helen Thorne, let's just be clear. You're just taking the mick out of someone for putting an awful lot of work into producing a piece of content that is free. Almost like 40 minutes of comedy every fortnight, something like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. What an idiot. Oh, you fool.
We're talking about free charts on a free podcast. We're rolling in it.
As you've made that leap now.
So how did Kitty Chats begin?
Basically, I used to be a business analyst and I spent an awful lot of time writing about boring stuff like business. And I decided when my kids were quite small that I couldn't be a mum and do business at the same time. I was just basically ended up being crap at both. No, it wasn't quite that bad. I didn't feel that I was giving as I should to either of them. So I ended up giving up the work. And as a result, I found that I needed to fill some of my brain space with something else other than being a mum. And that's why I started writing the blog and designed the charts and set it all up, really.
So tell us about the blog then. What kind of things do you write about? I know you said not being a very good parent is a common thing, which again, I think...
Well, I guess it's actually learning from not being a very good parent. It's finding out that actually, you know, shouting isn't necessarily the best way to get your child to do things. Actually, what is the best way? And the idea is that I will write advice, and others as well, because I do get guest bloggers coming on the site too. And they give pointers about, you know, how you can cope with weaning your child, or how do you deal with fussy eating, or things like that. So it's trying to learn, really, from the mistakes I've made.
What would you say has been the biggest lesson, or the biggest sort of nugget of wisdom you've gleaned from your parenting mining? I don't know what this metaphor is, just going on and on.
Don't be surprised
very tired
if it all goes
wrong. I'm so tired.
Don't be surprised if it all goes wrong, and don't beat yourself up if it does, basically, because it will do. And I just think, you know, I read so much before I had children, and I've actually done an article about this recently, and I thought in my head that I had it all planned, and it would all be lovely, and it'd be walks in the park, and my child would be gorgeous.
Oh, I hate the park. I can't bear it.
And it'd be wonderful, and you know, and I'd be fabulous, and have baked a cake before 9 a.m. or whatever. Obviously, that never really happened, and I didn't get dressed before 11 a.m. or even 11 p.m. sometimes.
Speak for yourself. I've got a Swiss roll and a Black Forest ghetto in the oven.
Really?
No, really not. Really not. Never cooked a Swiss roll in my life. No. I haven't cleaned the oven for 3 years since we moved in.
I did nice. Cook a Swiss roll once, and it ended up in the bin.
Oh, bin gate.
Swiss roll bin gate. I don't know. But I tried to roll it and it just all collapsed, and I got so cross with myself I threw it in the bin. I'm sure it would have been fabulous. I could have made it into something really clever, like a trifle or something, because it was sponge and it
no,
died.
No, sometimes you just don't want to look at it again.
No, right? I didn't. Like, I just threw it away.
Sometimes you just think, yeah, I can see Paul Hollywood's face looming at me out of the darkness, judging me with his piercing steel blue eyes, and I just think, no, I can't.
No.
It could have been worse, though, because you don't want to make Paul angry, but you don't want to disappoint Mary, do you? That's the thing.
That's
this
hard.
Is just a fictional world in my head now, isn't it? I have a fictional Mary Berry and Paul Hollywood just sitting on each shoulder. It's revealing too much. Helen, you ask another question.
Okay. So you've focused your kiddie chats, obviously, on kids to reward them. Have you sort kids of branching part. Out into, say, husbands, partners?
I have, yes. Yeah. And I often think that that would be a good route to go, you know, because there are many things that one wishes our husband, and maybe we should give him a star for doing these things. I think it would be fabulous. He could have a star for
oral. What? Just thinking out loud.
Just the one star.
I meant oral, as in for listening.
Of course,
yes.
For listening. Yes, listening. Of course, yeah. Absolutely. And we might give 5 stars for that, obviously.
Yeah.
Or maybe, I don't know, putting the seat down. That would be quite an important thing, because that really annoys me. Or taking the bins out, or whatever it is.
I've got the seat down thing. That's bred in this house. I took a firm line on that from quite early.
Was that in the vows?
Yes, that's right.
Does it work with your little one yet? Is he trained? Does he do it?
He doesn't even lift a seat up, so I feel like one step at a time, you know, slowly.
Yeah, I have one thing that will, when he gets home, he just takes his shoes off and there they will stay. So whether it's next to the couch or in the kid's room while he's reading the story, and that's my thing that I think I need a chart for.
Well, I think I might need a chart for that. I'm terribly sorry. Maybe we need mummy charts.
Maybe,
well.
I think we do. Let's be fair.
It's critical to ourselves too, because I leave my shoes lying all over the place.
I'd like a chart that's very achievable, so I get more presents, basically.
Yes, that's true.
I probably need one to do my pelvic floor exercises, actually. Maybe that's... Oh, look, there's a business idea.
Do you know, as soon as you said that, I involuntarily started doing them. Did you start doing them?
I have to admit, I did, actually.
Yeah. Listeners, I know. I know you're doing them now. You're doing them now, aren't you? You're doing them now. We're all doing them.
That's right.
The shoes doesn't bother me, actually. Going back to the shoes in the lounge. Yeah. But what drives me nuts is Pete will eat a packet of crisps and then just leave the packet. But not only will he like leave the empty packet lying around, even if there's a bin next to him, he will sort of crease it out and like fold it and sort of. And I think if you have the time and the energy to neatly fold a packet of crisps, surely you could just put it in the bin. And why wouldn't you put it? What are you saving them for? Is it in case like we run out of Jiffy bags? What are you? Who what knows? Are they for? It drives me a bit mad.
It does.
Does he get cross with you though when you throw it away in case he does have a grand plan for it?
He doesn't seem to, but maybe he's got a deep-seated rage. Maybe it's building up all
maybe
these years.
Maybe he's got a hideaway where he puts them all and he's going to create something really amazing and you're ruining it all for him.
Maybe he's going to make a quilt.
Yes.
That would be nice. Nice crackly quilt.
Sew them all together.
How do people go about getting to kiddycharts.com?
What do you mean getting to it?
Have you ever just seen
it? You ever doing, used right? the web?
You're doing a podcast on the web, woman.
Ellie
just
does it all.
Go www.kiddycharts.com and there you are.
Oh. Very nice. Or I could make one up for Will with his face on it and do like
a you thing. Could do.
Yeah,
but you'd have. You've got about 40 different behaviours to choose from, and we don't have the shoes one at the moment.
Okay, I might.
Sorry, you could put potty training on there, but I'm guessing he's probably already done that.
Yeah, okay.
Just,
yes.
Well, he doesn't always flush, does he?
Indeed, Ellie.
I'm glad you were going to share that anyway, so it's not just me exposing. That would drive me up the wall. I couldn't bear that. I couldn't live with a non-flusher.
Yeah. If it's mellow. If it's yellow, let it mellow.
No. Brown. As my friend John Tatey said, if it's yellow, I don't wish to smell your revolting stale urine in the morning. That's the phrase I prefer. Or indeed at any time of day, just to be absolutely clear.
No, old piss isn't nice.
No.
You should put that on a t-shirt.
You should know. You live with it. So that's kiddycharts.com. Now tell us about Brit Mums.
Basically, Brit Mums is a network of mummy and daddy bloggers or parent bloggers or whatever you want to call us all. And the idea is that we support each other and we get opportunities to network and give each other advice, etc., etc., through the Brit Mums collective. God, that sounds a bit scary, actually, doesn't it?
Sounds quite revolutionary.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, we're not like quite it. Like that.
Slightly disappointed.
And it was set up quite a few years ago by Jennifer House and Susanna Scott, and they run it now. And there are about 6,000 bloggers in it now, so it's quite a big undertaking, big collective. And they have a conference every year where all these bloggers get together and learn stuff.
Oh, very exciting. And what's your role with the Brit Mums?
Basically, I'm an editor, so I will do, on a monthly basis, a roundup of particular types of articles within the network. And there are lots of us that do different subjects. Anything from, I don't know, special needs, single mum roundups. And the idea is that all of those posts are based on that topic, and people can go there and get advice or have a laugh, depending on what the topic is all about. And the conference itself, you go there to learn about blogging.
So what are your top tips then? Say I've got an idea for a blog, or I've got a little blog but I don't know how to get more readers, or...
Well, first of all, you need to work out why you started the blog in the first place, you know, because a lot of people blog for very, very different reasons. You know, I started my blog with a view to it becoming a revenue earner, but a lot of people start their blogs because... And it's an outlet, or they love writing, or whatever. So you need to be clear at the beginning how you're going to, you know, how you're going to take that journey. And, you know, if you're willing to start making money from it, you want to know how much of your original idea for the blog you're willing to change to be able to do that. Because, you know, monetizing your blog, you can do it in a number of different ways. You can monetize yourself. So I write my blog. I also write other people's blogs, and I also do social media for other people. So that's me monetizing me based on what I've done on my blog. Or you can monetize your blog by giving away free charts. I know that doesn't work, does it? Which we pointed out earlier,
there is
very
a flaw
kindly
in that business model,
by Helen. No,
Or we can advertise, because lots of people come to my site because I give away free stuff. That's the idea.
There's it.
We should do. We should give away free stuff.
Box. Yeah.
How do we get free stuff? Can we just give away free stuff that we don't want anymore?
Yeah. Like, I've got, you could
got
do
an
that.
Old cushion that I could do without.
I don't know if anybody would want your old smelly cushion.
I've got a lot of empty crisp packets piled up.
You've got a quilt made for them.
Yes, that's right. Apparently. Yeah, but how do you do that? Do you just write to companies and say, look, I've got this blog. No, I've got 11 readers.
Me. Yeah, I have 11 readers now. People find me because hopefully I've managed the site relatively well in my mad moments. And people go, oh, I don't know, parenting advice and or whatever. And I come up, or reward charts, and I come up. And people think, oh, actually, her audience is parents of children that are screaming all the time because they need a reward chart. Maybe they'll like X or Y to calm
them down. Earplugs.
Yes, earplugs, yes.
Yeah.
That's the one. Wine, actually, because they desperately need some.
Oh, I'd love to do a wine. We've said before, haven't we? If you're listening, Ernest and Julio, we will give away all the wine. Any wine you send us, we promise to give at least 10% of it away to our
That's
listeners.
It. Jacob's Creek in Australia, if you're listening.
Yes.
Yeah. Send us a crate. Well, yeah, that'd be lovely.
Brit Mums were sponsored by Lindemans last year.
Oh.
Get you.
I do like a Lindemans wine. It's very nice. I've drunk litres of the
Helen, there is no wine you don't like. I've never heard you go, oh, I'm not a big fan of Shiraz. Not a big fan of the old...
And do you have any favourite blogs at the Mo?
I like a blog that makes me laugh, actually. Northern Mum always makes me laugh. She's fabulous.
I met her on a train once.
She's famous.
Northern Mum and Hello, It's Gemma.
Oh, yes.
We're sitting next to each other on a train, and I was sitting opposite them. I didn't know who they were. They didn't know who I was. And we just started chatting, and then I found out who they were.
You've been hanging out with a bloggerati.
I know. So I like their blogs a lot. Yes, Northern Mum's great.
Northern Mum's fabulous. And I also like Dorky Mum as well, because she's such a beautiful writer. She does make me laugh too, but she's also got incredibly moving posts that probably make me cry. And I do have a habit, actually, of reading blogs and blubbing. You know, my husband will come up to me and say, why are you crying? He doesn't get the world of blogging, and he thinks I'm a little bit odd when he does that. But I had to explain to him after about a year of blogging what a blog was, and I'm still not sure he really understands what one is. So when I cry at them, that's just a bit weird.
To be honest, I'm not entirely sure I understand. Like, what is the difference between a blog and a website or a sort of, I don't know.
A blog is it? A blog is designed to be a journal on a particular person or a particular topic. Because of the technology around blogs, which this is going to sound really, but I do wake up, you know, I'll nudge you to go to sleep. WordPress is a very good platform to build any kind of website on. So it's kind of expanded a little bit. Mm. So it's not just all about a diary anymore, because mine's not just a diary anymore. I probably say mine's more a magazine now because of what I do. And some sites are, but they still started off as blogs.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
So for somebody who wants to get started in blogging, would you recommend WordPress as a good thing?
I absolutely would. And it depends what you want to do with your blog. And there are places that you can, you know, someone else will host your blog, like Blogger or WordPress have a system where they can host it for you. But I think that the best thing to do is to get your own domain name and your own self-hosted blog. That's what I did from day one. It depends how big you want it to get. If you want it just as a way of keeping up to date with what your kids are doing for family in Australia or whatever it is, then maybe not. But if you've got a vision for it to grow, then self-hosted is the way to go. God, that was so tedious.
No, it wasn't. We like information.
Informative.
Yes.
We like it when we have a guest who actually knows things, because we don't know anything.
Clearly not.
Nice to have a refreshing change of someone who's actually knowledgeable about a subject.
Or pretends to be.
Yes.
Frankly. We'll take what we can get at this point. Okay.
One of my favourite blogs at the moment is Eba Mum. She's hysterical.
She's very, very
funny. And very kind of sarcastic and, really recommend.
Yeah, she's very, very good.
She did this great post about Instagram and what really happens, and that she doesn't just catch fleeting moments of her children with a backlit of sunlight. Like, she will have bribed them with 6 Percy pigs and taken 700 photos.
But isn't that often what sometimes it feels like? You're watching I look at some blogs and I go, oh my God, did they really have a lounge like that? You know, if I took a photograph of my lounge at the moment, you'd be lucky if you saw the bloody floor.
I think you often hear, though, that blogs, and particularly mummy blogs, there's quite a lot of competition there and quite a lot of sort of aggro, and there's a lot of sensitivity about certain topics like breastfeeding and home births and hospital births and all that. Is that really true? Is that your experience as somebody who's writing there?
Well, I've never experienced it personally. I know some that have, but I think it's any group of people will always have disagreements. I think that's true of anything. You can't possibly have a topic as big as parenting and have everybody agree on absolutely everything, because life would be a bit boring really then, wouldn't it? You know, and breastfeeding is always a contentious issue anyway, and it has generally been in the media, and therefore you're going to get opinions on one side or t'other, aren't you?
So what do you do if you want to get more readers to your blog? What do you do? I would imagine there's a temptation to sort of, I'm going to call it doing a Katie Hopkins and just write desperately. That's what I do. I just write a desperately controversial article.
Clickbait, I believe it's called.
Just basically saying, breastfeeding is for morons. You know, something like that. Yeah. Bang it out. Let it go. And watch the hits tick up.
Yeah. You could probably do that, yes.
Excellent. Then Journalism 101. There you go.
Potentially hate you.
I don't think Katie Hopkins minds too much.
No, that's probably true.
She is a robot.
I think if you want to do that kind of thing, that is definitely the way to get lots of people. But if you actually want people to read you and potentially like you and come back for the right reasons, not because you say, you know, that, then, you know, you just want to write cool stuff and be active on social media and make sure that you talk to other bloggers, go and see other blogs.
Just to be clear, listeners, I'm not saying that breastfeeding is for morons. Although I did do it myself for 2 years and I am a moron. But I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm neutral. I'm Swiss when it comes to breastfeeding. It's your choice.
You're sitting on the fence and breastfeeding.
Yes, that's right. Which is quite difficult.
Which is quite clever.
Yeah, but I don't know about you guys. I kind of believe, and I know this is a bit of a radical feminist to say, that what women do with their boobs is entirely their own business. But hey,
slow down.
Jermaine Greer in the corner over here. Woo! Yeah. Just going back to reward charts, I notice, Helen, you're gazing, forgive me if I say longingly, at the enormous jar of Jelly Belly jelly beans on your shelf. But yeah, as a rewards expert, now I'll be honest, I use these jelly beans
for potty training.
Yes, to bribe my son to do poos. He gets 5 jelly beans per feeces. Is that the right?
Do you not find that he poos more?
Oh, honestly.
Sadly, not. Now, is that really, I'm not proud of that, to be honest. So that's why I thought I'd put it on a podcast, put it on the internet. But is that a good way? Does that work in your experience?
To be honest, when my kids were potty training, I didn't use sweets, actually. Mm. I have to say, I used other stuff. My son had a big bucket of dinosaurs. If he did a wee, he would, or a poo on the potty, he would get a little toy dinosaur.
Oh.
But he learned very quickly that the more he weed, the more dinosaurs he got. So he would go to the toilet and do like that much wee.
like a little thimble.
A thimble of wee.
Yeah.
And then
drink 6 pints of water.
And so we had to put a proviso within said potty training regime that we actually had to do a proper wee, and mummy decided what the proper wee was. But I didn't potty train my kids until they were about 3, because quite frankly, I wanted to leave it for as long as possible, because it seemed like a stressful thing to have to do.
It's a lot of effort, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
Cool. Is that enough? Is that enough blog chat, do you think?
It is enough blog chat. But Ellie, I have a blog game.
Oh, a blog game.
That's right.
Sounds very exciting.
Now, I'm very proud of this game, as I am with all my games.
Yep.
That I have invented a game called Blog or Dog.
Okay. Now, this time, I don't know. I think you might have overstretched yourself, I'm going to be honest. I don't know. This is out there. Let's go for it. I'm going to support you in this. Let's do it.
So I'm going to test Helen's knowledge of award-winning blogs versus award-winning dogs. So I have a list here. We're going to take it in turns, Haley and I, to either call out a award-winning dog or an award-winning blog, and you have to say blog or dog, blog or dog.
Okay.
Have we got?
As long as I only have to say and I don't have to bark for the dogs.
Oh, we should have thought of that. Yeah.
Don't tempt me, Helen. Don't tempt me.
Okay.
Perhaps we'll bark. If the right answer is dog, shall we bark?
Yeah.
Just because we don't care. Absolutely no pride or shame.
No, that's it. All right. Do you want to go first, Ellie?
All right, then. Is this a blog or a dog? Circus Queen.
Oh, that's a blog.
Ah, it's a blog.
I know that blog.
Oh, that was an easy one to start. That was pretty easy.
She pretends she knows nothing, but then she does. Okay, Fabulous Willy.
Isn't that the secret to Free Willy?
God, blog. I can't imagine what they're writing about on there if it's actually a blog. I'm going to go dog with that one.
You are correct. 2007 Croft winner.
Of course.
A Tibetan Terrier.
Oh, really?
Okay. Oh.
Did you do the terrier there? Was that the terrier bark?
Yes, that's right. Okay. Wild and Grizzly.
Ooh.
Oh, we got her now. We got her on ropes now, Helen.
I think that's a blog.
That is a blog.
Wow,
yes.
She's good.
Yeah, yeah. Is it a parenting blog, Helen, or is it?
I got this from the Mad
Awards. With Grindr.
The Mad Awards.
Yes, the Mad Awards. Is this a dog or a blog? Bear it in mind.
Bear it in mind.
Bear it in mind.
Again, I feel like this is something to do with Grindr, but let's go with it.
I think that's a dog. That sounds like a doggy name.
Ruff! You're so good! Damn you! That was the 2010 Gun Dog Champion.
Of course it
Damn
was.
You.
I
you.
Knew that.
How about Vivos?
That's a blog too.
How about Hello, It's Gemma?
That's definitely a blog.
How about Mum's Net?
That's not a blog. It's a lot of blogs.
That's actually what I call my dog.
Okay. Oh. You know your blogs, Helen.
Sort of.
You do. What's your favourite blog, Helen Thorne?
I think it was Ebar Mum. Well, how about you, Ellie?
Well, I have recently started looking at organising blogs.
What do you mean, organising blogs?
Just blogs for people who like organising things.
Oh, really? You've listened to podcasts, you've read a book about lists.
Yeah.
This is just about writing words
I know.
In a row.
It's out of control. It's out of control. And my favourite one is this blog called I Heart Organising, which even the title makes me feel slightly unwell.
Has it got an S or a Z in the organising?
I think she might be American.
She's American. I think she's in the Midwest somewhere.
Am I with lunatics all of a sudden?
I tell you, this woman, she's my hero. Her life is just like, she's got all these photos of her house and like her, everything is like, all the walls are white, but then it's all very beautifully
coloured. Does she have children?
She does, yeah.
Where does she put them?
I don't know. I'm assuming there's some sort of dungeon. So have either of you got any sort of secret scumbag blogs that you sort of are ashamed? Not necessarily scumbag blogs, but have you got any blogs that you're ashamed of secretly liking?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, God, it's just me. It's just me. You've broken the circle of trust. Just make one up. Just so you look at really violent porn.
Oh, no. No, I really like a foodie blog. So I liked, you know, that Jack lady. Girl called Jack.
Oh, yeah.
She's great. And also there's one in about a guy in Peckham who buys food in Peckham. Like, local blogs are really good as well.
Yeah.
I like food blog. I love the Crazy Kitchen blog. That's fabulous. But only because I am completely incompetent in the kitchen. And I just look at her stuff and go...
That's it.
I can't even aspire to making a shortbread properly without it all going completely wrong.
Yeah.
So I just look at it and wish, generally speaking.
I suppose that's what I'm getting with the organising blog. Yeah. It's about looking at something and going, wow, I can't do that, but I'm glad there's someone out there who's putting that together. That's amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, well, there we go. Well, we have sort of, we're coming towards the end. I think it's time for the Scummy Mummy Confessions, don't you?
I think it is. Scummy Mummy Confession time. Shall we kick off, Ellie?
All right, then. This is sort of a joint confession for this episode. So this is quite recently. Now, they've put a new McDonald's in down the road, which...
Hallelujah!
I wish I didn't, but I love McDonald's. It's really tasty and cheap, and I like it. And this new McDonald's is all shiny and clean. And you go in, you don't even really have to interact with a human. You just press on a touchscreen to order your food, and they've got iPads... for the kids. So I did. I had a particularly bad night's sleep recently, and I took Charlie there, I think, for lunch. And I sent her a text saying, I'm in McDonald's. My son is eating chicken nuggets and playing on an iPad. I'm living the brand.
Yes. To which I replied, my kids are eating chicken nuggets in front of the telly. Yeah. So at the same time, Ellie and I were equally as scummy. Screen time with fried chicken. There we are. That's a scummy mummy dream. I just realised another scummy mummy confession. Last night, Ellie and I went to see a comedy show, and it was being filmed, so I couldn't fart in the audience, obviously. So I was holding it in. And then I went into the loo, and I just thought, oh, I've just got to do it. And there was only one person next to me, so I just did that big kind of, kind of fart. And then all of a sudden, a little hand came up underneath the cubicle going, would you like some toilet paper? The sweetest, loveliest voice. I was like, oh, thank you. She said, it's just that I was in that cubicle earlier and it doesn't have any toilet paper. And I was like, okay, thanks. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Oh dear.
Anyway, so I hopped out of the loo, and she was like the prettiest lady with the loveliest skin and the smiliest smile. And I thought, she didn't need to hear that, but she was so kind.
Oh. I bet she still does that, though.
Yeah.
We all do.
So, Helen Neal, do you have a scummy story for us?
Oh, well, I don't know if it's a scummy story. Maybe it's more of a cute story. Am I allowed to do cute?
Yes. Can we do cute?
We can.
I breastfed my son. I stopped breastfeeding my son, obviously. He's now 7, he's not breastfed anymore.
At least you're no longer a moron. I don't mean that. Just comic effect. Do carry on.
You're allowed to do that. But occasionally, he's a boy, and he's still a little bit obsessed with the old boobs. And he just kind of comes up and whacks them every now and then.
Yeah.
And when he was younger, he used to do it. And I told him, and I explained that there was no more milk there, and I explained that you know, there were ducts inside your boobs that gave milk, and they'd stopped working because he didn't take milk from there anymore, and he got it from a bottle. And one morning, we were having lovely cuddles in the bed, and he said to me, "Mummy, where are the ducts in your boobs?" I said, pardon, you think there are ducks in my boobs? I hide them very, very well. The feathers don't get anywhere. It's just amazing. And I didn't really understand what the hell he was talking about. And he said, the ducks in your boobs, they make milk, Mummy. No, they don't. And then, of course, I realised that, bless him, he'd misheard, and he thought it was ducks that made ducks
with not, a K.
Yes, duck to s. With a T, which was very, very sweet.
Oh, well, that's a lovely story. Thank you for sharing.
That's all right.
And I think that's probably it, isn't it?
It is. And we've come to the end, sadly. You've been fabulous, Helen Neal. Thank you very much
for having me.
Coming all this way to sit and drink Diet Coke.
So again, if people want to download your charts or buy your charts.
Please, it's www.kiddycharts.com. I'm at kiddycharts on the Twitter.
Oh, this is very consistent.
As I try to be consistent branding, not consistent parenting. Always struggled with that. But the branding's there.
Good.
Oh, well, thank you very much for being a fabulous guest, and thank you very much for listening to the podcast. If you'd like to send us your Scummy Mummy confessions, do email scummymummiespodcast@gmail.com.
You can find us on Twitter @scummymummies. We're on Facebook as well, / Scummy Mummies Podcast.
So thank you very much. Thanks again, Helen.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye. How about this one? Tipperary.
Dog.
No, it is in fact a bog.
Wow.
But I'm so pleased with myself. Tricked you, Helen Neal.
Yeah. How about this one? A pointy carved wooden shoe often worn in the Netherlands.
Is that perhaps a clog?
Yes, correct. Well done. She's on fire now. She's on fire.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.